Well, maybe there are there any more questions? Okay, could you speak louder? I can't hear you at all.
So may I ask you a question, please?
Okay,
sir?
You can, sure.
So the thing is that whenever we are giving a particular software
sorry,
and free
could
software system.
You speak a bit slower and clearer.
Yeah. In free software system, we'll be distributing the source code also together with the software. So a person is entitled to change whatever he can in the source code.
Yes.
So don't you think that there will be too many software versions of a particular software? And this will in turn cause problem for a layman to find out which will suit him the most.
Practical experience is that this is not a problem. And occasionally it happens, but not very often. Now, you see, the reason is that the users want interoperability. And with free software, the users are ultimately in control. And what they want, they tend to get. The free software developers realize that they had better, if they're going to make incompatible changes, they're likely to make users unhappy, and their versions are not going to be used. So they generally draw the obvious conclusion and pay a lot of attention to interoperability.
Sir, what I feel is that I'll be just loading a software into my computer, and the next morning I'll find a better version. Then again I'll have to change it. So the next morning again something has been done to the source code, and that is a better version.
Sorry, I couldn't hear all of that. But in general, you're not going to be finding a better version every day. And the reason is that typically for any given program, there's usually only one version that is widely used. Maybe there'll be two. Once in a while there'll be three. When there's no good maintainer, then there is when that might happen. So you're just not going to keep finding out about more versions that are good every day. There aren't so many. There won't be that many popular versions. But there is one situation where you can get a new version every day. That is when there is one team doing a lot of work on development, and every day you can get their latest version. That you can do, but that's only one version at any given time.
So don't you think we'll have to implement an organization which will take into consideration all these updations, and it will just provide a single software which will have all the updations right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Shouldn't we have an organization that would do something with all these versions, but I don't know what?
say I have developed a version of,
I can't. But did anyone else hear what she said? Could anyone else tell me what she said?
The thing is that
it's a very valuable skill to learn to speak slowly and clearly. If you ever want to give a speech, which as part of your career you will,
sir,
it's very helpful to learn to enunciate clearly and slowly.
Thank you, sir. Sir, the thing is that don't you feel that we require an organization which will just perform a number of updations together and make available a software which has got all the updations up till that date?
So you're saying take various different applications and put them together?
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, there are a lot of organizations doing that. In fact, every one of the GNU/Linux distributions is exactly that.
Okay,
so Debian does that, Red Hat does that.
I got the answer, sir.
So.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
And we, to some extent, do that also for the GNU packages. We work on making sure they work together.
Excuse me, sir. You have talked a lot against patents. In US conditions, have you ever been forced to take any to put forward any application for patents?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Have you been forced to make any patent application?
No, but no one can force me to make a patent
also,
application.
Also, do you own any patents?
I do not own any patents. Now, I have considered the possibility of applying for patents to use them as part of a mutual strategic defense alliance.
You mean to say that, I have 20 patents in my head. You mean to say that I donate it to the FSF and you maintain it for me?
Well, not the FSF. It would be a separate specialized organization that would exist specifically so that we would all contribute our patents, and the organization would use all of these patents to shelter anyone who wishes shelter. So anyone can join the organization, even somebody who has no patents, and that person gets the shelter of this organization. But then we all do try to get patents so as to make the organization stronger so it can protect us all better. That's the idea. But so far, no one has been able to get this started. It's not an easy thing to do. And part of the reason is that applying for a patent is very expensive and a lot of work as well. So this will be the last question.
Speaking about the distributions,
Oh, well, the reason is that Debian is almost what we want. And it seems better to be friends with Debian and try to convince them to change it a little rather than say, well, we're just not going to use it and we're going to make our own thing. And also seems likely to be more successful, too, because after all, there are a lot of people working on Debian already. Why try to make an alternative to that large community? Much better to work with them and convince them to support our goals better. If it works, of course, and we have a ways to go in that. So that was the last question. I can't stay all day answering questions, I'm sorry. So at this point, I'm going to have to call a halt and get going and go have lunch. So thank you for listening.